Indiana finished its 2015 fiscal year with a $210 million surplus, helping increase budget reserves to more than $2.1 billion. But state agencies reverted $133 million, meaning if the governor hadn't required agencies to send any money back, the state still would have had a surplus. Pence says those reversion decisions were made months ago when revenues were struggling, and he doesn't think the state needs to give the money back to its agencies.
We believe our agencies are funded at appropriate levels in the biennial budget that we just signed into law. In fact, a number of agencies, critical agencies, received significant increases in funding.
The governor will require most agencies to revert 3% of their budgets going forward, leaving many to question why when the state is reporting a near-record reserve level. Pence's response is simple. Because I'm a conservative.
I think it's altogether appropriate to be proactive, and I think that's in part responsible for why we're in such a strong fiscal position that we are today.
House Democrats say the governor is hoarding money at the expense of funding critical needs, such as preschool and local road repairs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.